Firstly, TfL are good, but they're flabby. I think if you look at the revenues TfL gets, it's £6.5 billion a year. Mm. So over the next, my first term as mayor, they roughly speaking, £26 billion we're talking about. If you look at the last 8 years, mm-hmm. the fares in London have doubled. Mm-hmm. The tube fares in London are the most expensive in all of Europe. In week three or four, Londoners are choosing between, genuinely, between fares and food. So I've set out a fully funded fares freeze over 4 years. You will pay not a penny more in 2020 versus what you're paying now. And how we're going to do that is making sure we have the efficiency savings, and I'll set out what they are,
yeah.
but also sweating the assets far better than we currently are. So I'll give you some examples of savings we can make straight away. Last year, TfL spent £383 million on consultants and temporary staff. We can cut that by half pretty swiftly. TfL accept that. Last year, £61 million was lost by fare evasion. Bromley by Bow, I was there last week. The gates are always open. Mm-hmm. We can reduce that. If we merged, TfL has got one engineering function doing underground and one engineering function doing surface. Why don't we merge the two? Mm-hmm. We'll save huge back office costs, but also we can bid for contracts with a bigger engineering function. If you look at the land TfL owns, you refer to building homes. Just think of Hyde Park. TfL owns land equivalent to, not one Hyde Park, 16 times Hyde Park. Recently, we had a situation where the Mayor of London sold off TfL land around Earl's Court. And the homes that have been built there are 11% affordable on Boris's definition, zero social rent. Mm-hmm. If we kept the freehold mm-hmm. And built homes on the freehold for Londoners, we'd have a revenue stream coming in, but also ensuring that the homes that are built are affordable for Londoners. You know, Hong Kong's Transport Authority raises more money via their clever use of property than by fares. But let me give you another example of the how ridiculous things are. We currently have 18 separate franchises running our buses in London. 18. 40% of the contracts are won by companies owned by the governments of, guess where? France, Germany, and Holland. So the fares we pay are reducing the fares, guess where? France, Germany, and Holland. Why isn't TfL bidding for some of these contracts, but also bidding for contracts in cities around the country and around the world? We give pro bono advice to other cities around the world. We should charge them for that. And I'll use a clever use of TfL to freeze the fares over 4 years.